we have a little push for the paper ballot issue, which they spoke about last night.
In the
announcements. Yeah. It wasn't on the agenda as far as passing any kind of ordinance or resolution, but they wanted to speak, and we allowed them to do that. Went very well. You know, there's a lot of difference of opinion on paper ballots and the machines, and to each their own, and we'll see where it goes.
You can read more of the details about that announcement from last night's Quorum Court meeting on KTLO.com with the story. Election Commissioner Bob Bodenhammer presented information on an audit that was held after the first school election that included the school board members and the millage. The results of that audit were favorable towards the Election Commission and the current process.
Yes, that was a good presentation by Bob there at the end. It proved that the machines are as accurate as they should be, as we hope they should be. And it took them a little while to come up with the same count when they were doing it with the folks that they had put together to do the little audit there. So we want the best results we can get no matter how we go at it.
For the presentation on paper ballots, you know, what was highlighted? What's most important about paper ballots being introduced into Baxter County?
You know, some think the results are more accurate. It's hard for me to believe because anytime you have the human factor counting, you know, paper ballots or doing the figuring instead of a machine, to me, the room for error is a lot greater than the machine would be. There's no proven fraud in the state of Arkansas, no proven fraud in Baxter County, so I don't think this is the place to start.
For those that want to make this push, for the Quorum Court to consider this, for it to get to the point for a vote, what is the process one must follow?
Well, last night they just spoke, which, you know, anybody can ask to speak prior to the, you know, Quorum Court or at the conclusion of it. It would have to be sponsored by myself or a Quorum Court member for any kind of resolution or ordinance to be put on our agenda. So it would have to be, you know, written by them or a representative of the folks wanting the paper ballots. And then it would have to be sponsored by myself or a Quorum Court member to be on the agenda.
Has that happened at this time?
No.
Is there any talk or any plans as we move forward for that to
not
happen?
Not that I've heard. I don't see it happening. I think, you know, as a whole, I think our local Quorum Court members support the machines, and I think they have faith in the accuracy of the machines. And right now, with our audit we've done of the school board election and the millage here a while back, it proved the machines are pretty accurate.